Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., with you. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good stuff on the way for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, a little bit cloudier out there today.
I know. Oh, darn it. And we've got the rain chances and those showers and storms, but nothing strong, nothing severe. But they're going to linger here this afternoon, too. If we don't see any here this morning, we will see some by around 1 to 5, I think. It could be firing up again, and then the whole system exits out of here, and we have a much calmer and drier week ahead of us. But highs today with the clouds, maybe mid-70s. Pretty comfortable.
Yeah, that
not bad.
Good.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, I've been camping out here in the pouring rain, too, you guys.
Ooh.
And it has been a wild ride. Thankfully, though, nothing leaked. A lot of tents are not happy.
Good news.
I appreciate it. Brittany, you letting us know that, especially. I haven't been camping before, so I'm going to take all the tips and insight you can give on that one. But I'm a little distracted because you said linger, and I had to, like, I just had to start playing it. It started popping in my head, and so I had to play linger. I apologize. I'm not being professional at all. You're trying to do a job. I'm sorry.
No, that's awesome.
Brittany, stay dry out there. Enjoy the wilderness, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot, sometimes with music accompaniment. Sometimes. Melissa and I got a great show lined up for you. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner, everybody. Looking forward to diving into that. It's going to be a fun one. 1 in 3 Americans think they have a way to strike it rich.
Okay.
One of them is Homer. One of them is Homer Simpson. So we will get into that in a little bit. We will get into that.
Of course. It is.
Americans spend how many hours online shopping? We'll touch on that one. And there's an election text going around that we want to warn people about. I want to get into that one as well with you, Melissa.
Okay.
And we have, of course, plenty for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick things off talking about a local legend around here in him retiring. We will also touch on some other events and, of course, local theater. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to touch on what is Wisconsin's favorite flavor of ice cream.
Oh, good.
Got that one lined up for you, along with the 16 most lucrative college majors.
That would be good information to have before you start college.
Yeah, right. It's a figurative summer is a good time to do that one. But we kick off our show where we have to, where you know where we should, I think, llamas. A llama bolted through his owner's gate in Bangor, Maine, and took a stroll through the neighborhood in the apparent attempt to avoid having its teeth cleaned.
Hey. You know, you can't blame him.
I relate with this llama so much. More than I have ever related to a llama. Even Llamageddon, Melissa. Even that llama.
Nobody can relate to that, James.
No, nobody can. Nobody should either.
No, they shouldn't.
Rena Pesner, owner of the Rebels Homestead Farms in Bangor, said she opened the gate to her animal's enclosure to let a veterinarian come in to give her llama, Jeffrey, a dental cleaning. Jeffrey the llama. Jeffrey immediately bolted through the open gate and took off for the open road.
Now's my chance.
He saw it. He saw his opening and he took it. Bangor Police Department Animal Control Officer Tricia Bruin responded to a report of a llama on the loose in the area.
I love that over the radio. Llama on the loose. 9747. Llama on the loose.
Look, everybody, we don't have a number for this one, so I'm just going to make one up. It's a 249er.
Which I just did.
It's a 249er. I'm just going to say niner because I don't know what. Pesner said Jeffrey returned home on his own just before Bruin arrived. She said he came home from a different direction than the one he left in, so she was a little didn't see him coming.
He was out frolicking.
This is great. Jeffrey did have his teeth cleaned, and he is happy as far as we know right now. But a nice job. Nice job by everybody involved in that one. And Jeffrey was an adult about it. He eventually came home. He's like, I got to get it done, I guess.
Well, he was probably also hungry.
That's where my food is. That's where my... my parents' dog, my fur brother, Sam, he used to run away a little bit. And one day it was just pouring rain out like crazy. And I ran outside to bring the groceries in with my mom. And I'm bringing them in and Sam snuck out. And my mom freaks out. She's like, Sam's out there and it's pouring rain. I get about 2 feet away from the garage and there's Sam just sitting there soaked and like, just please let me in the house. He has not tried to run away one time since.
Oh, he learned his lesson.
He learned, all right. And we wrap up the opening segment here with a very good story of the day. A physicist who dropped out of postgraduate school to raise her family 75 years ago was awarded an honorary PhD at the age of 98.
Oh, wow.
Rosemary Fowler was studying at University of Bristol in 1948 when she discovered the Cowan particle, but she left the academia before earning her doctorate when she married fellow physician Peter Fowler back in 1949. Sir Paul Nurse, the Chancellor of the University of Bristol, said Fowler paved the way for critical discoveries that continue to shape the world of today's physicists and our understanding of the universe.
Wow.
Fowler was 22 when she discovered a particle that decayed into three pinions. This particle was later dubbed the kaon, which is an incredible moment in physics. Mm-hmm. Fowler has made an honorary doctorate of science in a private graduation ceremony near her Cambridge home.
That's wonderful.
Quote, I am really pleased for my mother, daughter Mary Fowler said. As a child, I wanted to be a physicist because it seemed to be so exciting. With both parents being physicists, physics and research was a normal topic of conversation across the kitchen table.
Yeah, good.
My mother remained very connected with the Bristol Physics Department and the university because my father joined the academia staff, as did a number of their student friends. Mm-hmm. So she's been in touch with the university for many years and was not looking for this, didn't ask for this. This is something the university decided to do for her.
Yeah, for her contributions to science.
Yeah, and it's noteworthy for many, many, many reasons. But how many people, my mom did this, and not with physics, but she was very, very intelligent and had a law future for her. My grandfather wanted her to be an attorney. She wanted to be a stenographer. But I came around and she left Northwestern and, raised me and my brother and sister. This is something that women have done for so very long. And I don't know that we're at a place yet where this doesn't happen at all. It's certainly a choice. If you choose to do this, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. It's one of the more honorable things I think you can do is being a mother. It is the toughest job in the world. Granted, if you want to pursue something like physics or, algebra or anything else, it's a new day when it comes to that. And it has been for a while in the support that goes to that. However, there is still the child care issue. And yes, I am going to bring it up because I saw an opening and I'm going to take it.
We have more work to do.
We have much more work to do, especially in the Midwest here and specifically here in Wisconsin, where if you are looking into politicians and they don't care about child care, that is not somebody who is looking out for you. That is not somebody who is looking
out. Not looking out for the worker. They're not looking out for the future of this state. Because if we don't have child care, how is half of our working population in this country, in this state, supposed to go to work?
We still have politicians in office right now that believe that $7 an hour is enough to live on. I don't think a teenager could live on that, let alone a grown adult. And I've proven it. I've proven it with the math, science, just life in general.
Lived experience.
And I have not gotten a comeback from anybody that I have brought this up with. And we're dealing with that still. We're dealing with people that don't take child care seriously. If you don't have a child, if your children are older and grown up and everything, child care still affects you. It affects your taxes. It affects our economy. It means less workers out there. It's a lot of different things. And
it affects attracting people to our state.
Yep.
Because what young family is going to want to move to a state where there's childcare deserts in many areas, and especially in rural areas, but even in populated areas, there's waiting lists for daycares in big cities.
Yeah.
You can't find daycare, especially for babies.
There are some things we've got to get figured out, and we have to get them figured out yesterday. And this is one of the, this to me, if not number one, it's 1A or 1B in things we need to get figured out.
And this woman that we're, you know, started this story that we're talking about, she not only contributed to science, she contributed to the continuation of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, how many more contributions do we need to ask of our women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You said it perfectly, Melissa. I wanted to bring it back to the llamas, but I didn't have a way to do that.
Watch out. They spit.
They do. You got to watch out for that. That's a PSA for you, everybody. A little PSA if you're around any llamas. We will get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming right up on the morning show with Melissa and James here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish
That's
them a
right,
great
they're
day.
They're open today.
Yeah, get them on over there, everybody. They're inviting everyone over there till 2. They got a great breakfast special going on, a hearty Southern combo.
Ooh.
Their lunch special is a meatloaf dinner with mashed and potatoes and gravy.
Love me a good meatloaf.
Sounds really good. Head on over there today, everybody, and say hi to the gang for us over there. We would love our friends over at El Cafe, sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. They give us an opportunity to celebrate with you all, and we want to celebrate with you more and more. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just type into your search bar WFHR or WIRI and DM us that way. And, of course, there is more code. Yes, Morse code.
No, James. Telephone.
Oh, we've better.
We've moved forward. I mean, Morse code had its run. It really did. And very super important.
Yes.
Thank you, Tom Heiser.
Mm-hmm.
But we we need to move on to the telephone. You can call up at 715-424-2600. Get us your birthday or anniversary live on air.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Call up. Enjoy the conversation. Melissa, I got a 1 through 3 here today. Give me a 1 through 3.
3.
All right. Well, that's a good one. All right. So we get right into the qualify, and we got our qualifier. We get right into the celebrate. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kyle Banks.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Lou Newman.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Enjoy your day, Lou. Hope it's a great day for you. And our qualifier today, Anita Wuso.
Oh, happy birthday, Anita. Congratulations.
Anita, we wish you the best of days, and that is a beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Anita. Hope it's a good one for you. And again, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, because we're getting closer and closer to the end of the month. And at the beginning...
Man.
At the beginning of the month, we're going to give away two $20 gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe.
That's going to buy you a lot of food.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you guys.
Because their specials are like $12, and that includes your beverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be able to spread those out. You're going to be able to use those well. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends and us and have some fun, and we appreciate you doing so. We take a look at our celebrity list. Danielle Bradbury is 28, country singer who got her start by winning season 4 of The Voice when she was 16.
Wow.
That's impressive. Let's see. Neil Perry from the band Perry is 34.
Okay.
Another good one right there. One of the greatest actors going on right now, Daniel Radcliffe is 35.
Wow, 35.
His Harry Potter character's birthday is July 31st. So
really?
they're pretty close. That's pretty close. It's actually how he got the role. No, I'm kidding.
That's it. That's totally
it. Hilarious.
Well, it's between you three, but your birthday's closest. Let's go with you.
We're going to go with the kid Danny here. Hey, Danny. I've talked about this before. He has done something I have never seen done in acting, in the history of acting. I've studied this since I was 7 years old, and I have yet to see somebody do what he has done. There are a lot of child actors that have been able to kind of grow up, and they look a little bit different, so it's not so hard for them to not look at them and think of their child starring roles. Haley Joel Osment is a good example of this. You know, he doesn't look anything like he did when he was young or anything, really. But he, unlike many other child actors, have not been able to break from a character like Harry Potter.
Right.
One of the more...
Which is iconic. Yes, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And Daniel Radcliffe, I can't tell you the last time I thought of Harry Potter when I saw him on the screen.
Not with his work that he's doing now, and he's done so much work since then.
Very
impressive.
One of the things that I've noted about what he's done is he got to work right away. Mm-hmm. And he started doing theater first after Harry Potter, and went from that to doing more TV and movies and everything, and looking for projects that interest him, not stuff that would put him on a big pedestal or anything else, and really stayed away from anything that could kind of like anything that was almost childlike, if you will.
Right.
And really went right into comedy. And did a lot of good comedy. And to me, there's a blueprint here. If you're a child actor, of how to do this and how to break type.
If you have the acting chops, yes.
That's the catch. You got to be talented. He is very talented, so that has helped him.
Who else could play a dead man like the way he did in Swiss Army Man? If you want to watch a very strange Daniel Radcliffe movie...
Yes.
Watch 2016 Swiss Army Man.
It's good.
That was a really weird date.
Oh my God, that's a very weird date movie. Oh, that's a weird date. That's one of the weirder date movies I've heard of, and that's saying something for me. That's impressive. That's actually impressive to me.
It was very strange.
Big fan
Didn't
of his.
Bode well for the relationship, though.
That's a bad sign. Bad sign. I don't know if that's a red flag or a crimson flag or.
We celebrated that we made it through.
Well, there you go. There you go.
That's nice.
That's nice. And then you shook hands and parted ways.
I'm up about a month later. But yeah. His acting ability is... I want to watch that movie again because of him.
Yeah. He's one of those fun actors. Mm-hmm. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child is 45.
Wow.
I say yes, of course, one of her bigger hits, or I think her biggest hit. Monica Lewinsky is 51.
Really?
An amazing comeback story when you think about it. And really, I think a lot of us that were alive during that time and lived through it and laughed at jokes and made fun of this situation that she was in with former President Bill Clinton quite a bit. And every one of us... had guilt later in life from this. And I don't think many people thought, we're going to hear much from Monica Lewinsky again. She was supposed to be ashamed and go away and never do anything ever in the public eye again. And Monica Lewinsky decided, that's not me. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out against bullying. I'm going to work with Vanity Fair, and I'm going to write some of the best articles Vanity Fair has ever had and be the face of anti-bullying, really. In many, many, many ways. I can't imagine. I mess up almost every day on the air. While I do it proudly and hopefully make you laugh out there, it is not easy. Our audience is not the audience that Monica Lewinsky had to face what she did on. I can't even wrap my mind around what it is like to have been her. Now, she has had accountability. She put herself in situations and everything, yes, and she's owned that. And at the same time, I don't believe that she deserved 90-some percent of the heat she took. Where she took so much heat and Clinton didn't take hardly nearly as much. It's impressive to me to see somebody bounce back from these things, regardless of what you think of her past, regardless of what you think about her now. It is the American story to be able to come back. And she did that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll withhold the comments that I want to make about how she was ostracized for what she did based on her gender.
Yep.
But I do find it interesting that she is now a producer on the new FX series Impeachment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that's an interesting EP you're right there, yeah. Nomar Garcia Parra is 51. Nomar! Nomar is one of the he's one of only 13 players to have ever scored two grand slams in the same game.
Wow.
He retired right before, he was a longtime Red Sox, and he got traded from that team and retired right before they won the World Series after all these years and stuff. And they offered him a World Series ring, and he didn't think he earned it, so they didn't take it.
Wow.
The heck of an athlete. A lot of fun watching him play. The amazing, the wonderful Catherine Hahn is 51. Agnes on WandaVision, Rabbi Raquel in Transparent. She was Carla in Bad Moms, Lily in Crossing Jordan. I think if you see her, you know her. She is fantastic. Big fan. Mm. Marlon Wayans is 52. Man, Marlon Wayans is 52. One of the younger Wayans brothers. So that's hard to, that's a lot to see. But that Wayans family is incredibly talented. And maybe, God, top 10 favorite voices of all time, maybe. Alison Krauss is 53.
Wow.
One of the top Grammy winners of all time. Alison is one of only five women to ever win Album of the Year twice. She did it in 01 with Oh Brother We're Out Thou, and 2008 with Robert Plant's duet album Raising Sand. She has a total of 27 Grammys.
Wow.
She doesn't really even give a speech anymore. She just goes up there and says thanks. She just, no, I don't know. I love her voice. Love her writing.
She has a very unique voice, incredibly talented musician. And I had one of her, she was one of the first CDs I owned.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah. Gary Payton is 56, retired NBA Hall of Famer. One of the greatest nicknames ever, The Glove. The Glove. That's how good Gary Payton was at defense. Yeah. Slash is 59. Lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver. Co-writer of Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, Welcome to the Jungle. I think Axl gets a lot of credit where he doesn't. I don't know he deserves. Slash should really get a lot more credit throughout that in that band. And I got to play Slash once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my old GLX days. Got to we did a promotion, and I had my big hair back then, so they just put a hat on me.
Well, that works. I'm surprised he's only 59, to be honest.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors, Woody Harrelson, is 63 today. One of the more versatile actors out there. Most people got to know him from Cheers, of course. He was great on that show, such a fun character, and went on to get Oscar nominations for performances, other performances, play some very darker roles, play some funny roles. Woody has done it all and shown anybody worth their salt. If you know anything about acting, you know that guy can do it all.
Yes.
Which is pretty impressive considering where he started on Cheers and the silly character he played on there. The great Martin Gore is 63, Depeche Mode genius. If you're a Depeche Mode fan, you're gonna know Martin Gore. People Are People, Enjoy the Silence, Policy of Truth, so many great songs.
I'm gonna listen to more of that band because I do think I like them, but I have not
big fan
yet.
Big fan. I love me some Depeche Mode. And some people no longer with us, talking about brilliant actors. Philip Seymour Hoffman, born on this day in 1967, passed away in 2014. Incredible performer, incredible actor. With the movie Twisters being out, a lot of people have been going back and watching the first movie, Twister. And Philip Seymour Hoffman had one of his breakout roles in that.
Yeah, that's right. He was in that.
He didn't have a lot of lines or anything in it or anything, but he was very memorable with what his performance
was. He was, because he was the likable,
kind of out there
guy.
Yeah. It's been great to see so many people because he did a lot of serious work, but he also had a couple of comedies out there, and it's been fun to see a lot of people, some people posting stuff from Capote and maybe his greatest performance, and others,
he was in the Hunger Games
movies.
Yeah.
Just incredible career, incredible actor, gone way way too soon. And we, of course, want to one more time wish happy birthdays to Kyle and Lou.
Happy birthday, Kyle and Lou.
Enjoy your day. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Anita Wusso.
Congratulations, Anita.
Enjoy your day, all of you. And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, well, celebrate with us, too. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and celebrate with us.
We would.
And we encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here, getting played in by some Gladys Knight and the Pips. I hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. There was a Simpsons episode back in the day, Melissa, where, and I know that you don't know the Simpsons as well as I do, so I'm here to educate you.
Who does, though, James?
It's really very good. It's a very fair point. Where Homer finds that the local, grade school that Bart and Lisa go to, they're getting rid of all the grease. And Homer decides, well, I can, people buy grease, so I'm going to steal the grease. So he gets a tube and he tries to suck all the grease out of there and collect it, and it doesn't work out. And of course, it blows up in his face. There's another episode where Homer decides to just get a bunch of sugar and try to sell sugar out of the back of his car. Just in bags, and it's got, and he finds a bunch of sugar that a sugar truck spilled over, and he grabs all the sugar off the road, and he's trying to sell it to people with sticks and stones in it and everything. It just doesn't work out. I've spent my life watching Homer try to have get rich quick schemes and them not working out. So I've never really felt that they work or had any of those myself.
Never had the desire to try it yourself?
No. But they turned it into a show, Shark Tank. many Americans are frustrated with their where they are financially. But if you can't get a chance on Shark Tank or anything, maybe that's what you're looking for. Maybe not. Who knows? In a new poll, 1 in 3 Americans, 33%, say that they believe they have an idea that could one day make them wealthy. These are plans like business ideas, a blockbuster movie script concept, or a hot stock tip. Mm-hmm. And even if that doesn't pan out, 19% of people have a feeling in their bones that they'll one day win big on the lottery. Men are more likely than women to feel confident that they'll strike it rich one day. And that's 39% of men versus 26% of women. And those 26% who have a big plan think that they've come up with a game-changing idea or product that never has been done before.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of people when you think about it, a lot of, especially if each one of those people have just one idea, let alone multiple ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think about a couple of different things about this. To me, as being a creative, I've always looked for opportunities for other creatives to get their break. While I don't enjoy and don't watch, the American Idol or The Voice or any of that stuff, I've got nothing against it because I love the idea of artists getting an opportunity. And I feel the same way about all creatives, no matter what the field, no matter what they're doing. I've kind of looked into this quite a bit as far as different ways to catch a break or that. And we've got a lot more opportunities nowadays than we've ever had before with social media and a lot of this. Mm-hmm. But being honest, I've never really thought too much about, the average person and an idea and what they do with that and how they can make it happen. For those who don't know, Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison had a back and forth for quite a while about inventions. And not to take anything away from Thomas Edison, but a good majority of his inventions were actually invented by other people. Thomas Edison just had connections with the patent office. Mm. And was able to get a lot more patents than other people. Mm-hmm. This is actual fact. This is actual history. It's not just me throwing that out there. You can look it up if you like. Mm. It brings to mind the idea of, the American dream. And I don't think the American dream is adapted quite a bit, but it hasn't changed that much. And the idea of, I'm not concerned necessarily about being rich, but I have an idea. And I can make that idea happen. Whether I get rich from it or not is here or there. But that part of this story, it stands out to me. The idea of Melissa or I have a fantastic idea. Okay, where do we go from there? Where are the entrepreneurs? Where are the people? Where are the funding for these things? I'm not saying it doesn't exist. There is some stuff out there. We are joined almost every month by Encourage and locally, and Encourage is very supportive of these ideas and things. So they exist, but how many opportunities exist? I think that's something that stands out to me, and the idea of. I've watched a couple episodes of Shark Tank. I don't know that those people on that show, they're not looking at this as ideas. They're looking at this as money,
right?
And I like
to even get on that show. You have to have made money with your product before you can even get on the show. So it's not like these are fresh out of the box ideas.
Yeah.
They want a sure thing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to pay an entrepreneur or an inventor something that they think that they don't have proof is going to be a moneymaker for them.
Which,
and what you pointed out with Einstein is a very solid point in this, James, that it's all about connections, and it's who you know, and it's making the right connections to get your product out there and to get it known to be profitable with it. I think there are a lot of people out there who have great ideas, and it's just the fact that they don't have the right connections.
Yeah. I think there needs to be more opportunities for that. I'm not trying to just throw things out there and not have solutions. I don't like that. But I don't know necessarily. I'm not going to be a lie either and say I have the perfect solution for this. I just think that it's something to keep an eye on. It's something that we need to address.
I think one of the solutions is networking. You know,
yes.
Going to, like, our library has a maker space. We have amazing things that happen at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids on a regular basis. And you can go and attend some of these things and make connections with people in our area that have more connections. You know, the more people that you have in your network, the more opportunities you have to get your ideas out there.
Mm-hmm. And especially considering consumers are, you know, we're spending, we're buying again. You know, that the economy has bounced back quite a bit. While we are still dealing with high prices of things, yes, inflation has ended. That has stopped. So they're out there in droves. And got a story about that, actually. One of the biggest perks of online shopping is that it's supposed to save you time, but it can also create endless rabbit holes of searching every option and comparing every price. And you've got 15...
I'm so sick of it.
15,000, just plunging. I just want a plunger, but there's like 20,000 of them. And this one, you can buy one, get one free. And this one, it's, you know, free shipping. And, you know, it's all that. I just need a plunger.
And this one is made of this material. And this one is made of this material. But this one is the super plunger.
So I just want a plunger. According to new research, the average American spends 54 hours per year online shopping. 54 hours.
Well, you know,
works out to about an hour every week, or almost 2.5 full days a year. So
that's not so bad.
It's actually not as bad as I would have thought it would be.
No, because if you consider the amount of time it would take to do that much shopping in person, that would take quite a bit more time, because you have travel time, you have, you know, the getting in and out of your car and walking into the store and then walking around the store to look at all said items. I think it would take a lot longer to do that kind of shopping in person.
Mm-hmm. 77% of people consider themselves savvy shoppers, and more people put an emphasis on an item's price than its quality.
That says something about our society in many, many ways.
Yeah, I could not be the more the opposite of that. People also love talking about online shopping too. Around 80% love sharing the deals they got with others. In the quest for the best deal, many people search for online coupons and promotions. And if it takes too long without success, 37% of those people won't go through with the purchase.
Yeah.
53% of people claim that they never pay full price and will just wait until there's a deal. 53% of people, over half of the percentage of people, are sitting back and they're not doing anything until that deal sign comes up.
Okay,
the blue light special.
But. I would put a caveat on that. How many people actually, because we've heard this about, like, Black Friday sales and, you know, deals that come up. If you actually do your research, they can say it's a sale.
Yeah.
And not change the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Artificially inflate the price, and then next week mark it off on sale and it's at its regular price.
There's such
So you really need to do your research to make sure that your sale price is actually a deal, not just a marketing scheme.
Yeah. There's such a given kind of understood mistrust between consumer and business. And as important as our economy is, and every country's economy is, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I feel like we need to work on that. We need to build that, make that stronger and better. I mean, how we do that and pulling that off is not going to be easy.
I would say that distrust is with big businesses, James, big corporations.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that we fight against that is by buying local,
supporting our local businesses, our local entrepreneurs, our small mom and pop shops. Those are the people who really care about our community, care about getting you a quality product, and most, if not all of them, will back their products.
Yeah, and that's something where, for me, I've noticed, especially the older I get, when I do spend money, I feel good because I got the product I wanted or whatever, but when I buy something local or in town here or anything, it has an added bonus to it. I feel even better about it. Mm-hmm. And I never really experienced that as a consumer, and it's only been in the last 5-6 years or whatever I've really felt a lot of that, and I get it now, and I feel a lot more of that. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's one of those things.
For people who are, you know, savvy shoppers and always going after the deal, I'm not that person. I hate shopping. I absolutely hate shopping. So I'm going to do the least amount of it as possible. But I'm also going to be willing to spend a little bit more on a product to make sure that it's quality. I'm not into quantity anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into a quality product that's going to last me a long time. That isn't just going to end up in a landfill in 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Saving yourself a couple bucks now doesn't really help future you. So
no.
It's sometimes it's worth it, and it's always worth buying local and supporting local.
Absolutely.
And speaking of, let's take care of some of our partners, and mm-hmm. we'll come back, and we're going to talk about this election text message that could be a scam. I want to get into that.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We got some other fun stuff to get into, interesting stuff to get into, on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get into this one, Melissa. We like to warn our audience, like to keep you guys aware of scams. That's one of our things that we're very important to us around here. Have you gotten one of those texts yet, or maybe 50 of them, political text messages that ask you to donate to a candidate or a common, are common now? But you got to be careful because not all of them are legit. More and more scammers are sending out fake fundraising texts to trick people into giving up their credit card info. They know being passionate about a cause can make you click without thinking or overlooking red flags. Sometimes they don't even ask for money. They might just want tell you to click a link and take a poll to earn a, quote, free gift. Then they eventually say you just have to cover the shipping, and that's when they ask for your credit card. The Better Business Bureau says if you get any unsolicited texts like that, you should respond or click. You shouldn't respond or click any links.
Yeah. No.
The safest way to donate to a candidate or a political party is through their official website.
Mm-hmm. Don't click on links in emails or text messages. Go to their website if you want to donate.
Mm-hmm. I do this with the United Way. I do this with any causes or anything. I go straight to the source.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best way, the safest way to do anything nowadays.
Yeah, and you can be assured that your money is going where you want it to go and that your information is not being stolen.
Yeah, and making sure that, you know, I think, too, to just extend that one other a little bit farther, knowing where that money is going.
Mm-hmm.
There are some really, really big organizations out there that have been around our whole lifetimes, Melissa, that I think people would be shocked to know how much percentage of the money of that $5 you give them, about $2 of it goes to the cause you're going for.
Right.
It's important to look into those things. I brought up the United Way before in part because one of the earliest conversations I had with Terry was about the transparency and how important that is to her. And
yes.
At the time, it was before the pandemic, and it was at the time we were dealing with a lot of that stuff. And it's part of the reason why I love and support the United Way as much as I do, the transparency of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to look into that just as much as anything else.
Yes.
And I'm never going to begrudge people of what they do with their dollar. That's your money. Mm-hmm. You earned it. You do what you want with it.
Absolutely.
I don't know about donating to certain organizations or causes, honestly.
Well, it's your research on what those organizations and causes actually do with the money that you're donating.
Yeah. As there is a critical need throughout our country for many, many organizations. And I hope people are smart and look into these things when it comes to it. And just as much as you look into the ballot and you look into who you're voting for, and not only who is in their pocket, but where they're looking to put funding, government funding, or how they're looking to spend funding. We've got quite a bit of that on our August 13th bill, coming up on August 13th, Melissa.
Yes, yes. The primary is August 13th, so be ready to vote.
We'll be talking more about that as we get a little bit closer to it. But I did have a couple of programming notes I wanted to mention. So a little bit later today, the Vice President is going to be speaking in Milwaukee shortly after 1 during on the air here. We'll have the Todd Alba show. The news team is going to be recording the audio, so I don't know if we're going to be cutting into Todd's show or not, but we should have some of that audio for you later today. Looking forward to that. And I did want to mention as well, hey, Wisconsin, we just were talking about it. Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election, from local to state matters. Be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. Find out if you are registered. I think some people might be surprised that they're not registered yet.
Yep, you can check on myvote.wi.gov.
Mm-hmm. Be informed, get out there and vote. We have not only a democracy to keep alive here, but it's our. I don't think we're asked a lot as Americans. I think that one of the things that we're asked to do is to be informed and get out there and vote. And I don't think that's asking a lot.
No, it's your civic duty.
Mm-hmm. Get out there and get informed and vote, everybody. And when you're voting, how do you vote when it comes to your favorite dip? This could be a little bit of a controversial topic, but that's, we don't shy away from these things. What is your favorite dip? Yes. a new poll asked people which dip was their favorite, and hummus was number one with 20% of the vote.
Hummus.
It is versatile. I'll give it that. 14% said sour cream and chives, and another 14% said they don't know, which seems crazy and a cop-out. How do you not know what your favorite dip is? So hummus was number one, onion and garlic at number two, cheese and chive at number three, salsa, guacamole, tzatziki. That's how you spell tzatziki? I didn't know that. Wow.
It's the word, I think it's the word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right.
Which is a yogurt cucumber dip, typically found on gyros.
And very fun to say. Tzatziki sauce is great on gyros. It's so good. Thousand Island. And tiramisu, tiramisu. This is a different option. It's a Greek fish dip, which is described as a fishy mayonnaise in a good way.
Well, you're not a mayo person anyway.
No, I'm
not. Add fish to it. I don't think it's going to make it better for you.
No. My mother used to put Thousand Island on everything.
Thousand Island is a great addition to a lot of things if you're looking to avoid dairy, which I use it as a dip for French fries because I really shouldn't have ketchup, even though I sometimes do. But it's a great alternative. I can't believe Dean's French onion dip did not make the list.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Good one.
That is the best dip for Ripple's chips.
It is. It's a perfect dip for it. You're right. Yep. 715-424-2600. Call up. Let us know what your favorite dip is. What's your favorite dip?
Was ranch dressing on that list?
No, I was surprised by that.
How is that not on the list?
That's insane. That's borderline insane. The Thousand Island made it and ranch didn't. Onion and garlic was on the way high on the list.
Well, and they're asking about dips. I realize that ranch is a dressing, but so is Thousand Island.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think that list is
wrong.
We just
throw it out. Let's make our own list.
Boggles
Call
the mind.
Call up, listeners. Tell us what your favorite dips are. 715-424-2600. Let's start our own list.
Want some buffalo chicken dip or some quesadilla or avocado
queso.
Ranch?
How is queso not on there?
Yeah, spinach dip. I mean, just throwing out dips. I'm just trying to think of
so many other options.
Trying not to say something bad. there's a lot of good dips out there.
What kind of dip do you eat, James?
Yeah, you're right. call up, let us know about your favorite dip, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. We're also going to have some fun at the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to say goodbye to a legend as he is retired. We're also going to talk a little bit about a couple of other interesting notes, entertainment wise. And we got some local stuff I want to touch on. Want to get to a local theater. And a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll also touch on what is Wisconsin's favorite ice cream flavor. Got that one.
Okay.
And as a lot of kids are gearing up to, starting next month, really, starting to move into dorms and things, we got the 16 most lucrative college majors.
Ooh.
All of that coming up for you. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined, as we are every Wednesday, by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Woohoo!
Looking forward to that. And tomorrow, Tim's bringing on a guest with him. Tim Halverson. Halverson is going to join us.
Oh, great.
From Team Depot, the newest hometown heroes, our friends over at Team Depot. We're going to talk with him and looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good show.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have Terry in with us, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and we will be talking about all things United Way. And a big thing on the docket right now for the United Way is, of course, the Stuff the School Bus Desk Collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
This community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need. We're collecting supplies, we're looking for them, and we're getting near the cutoff time, everybody, for you
to register, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have until August 1st to register. You can do that by going to UWSWAC.org or by calling 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. Yes. These supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 16th at East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street.
Mm-hmm.
And our United Way is going to be a part of Lunch by the River.
Lunch by the River on August 1st. So that's when you should bring your school supplies if you haven't donated them at local businesses before then.
Yeah. And we could use some hands down there at Lunch by the River to separate those supplies. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking, again, talking about college students, if you're looking for something to put on your resume or just looking for a way to impact your community and help out, yeah. But maybe you can't donate money or something or buy school supplies, you can come down there and help out with that part.
Yeah. Give a couple hours of your time.
Mm-hmm. Find out more at UWSWAC.org. And again, Terry will be in with us tomorrow. And she really knows what she's talking about.
Of course she does.
She'll do a lot better job.
Mm-hmm. She's one smart woman.
Dang right. We will be back with a lot of fun and a great show for you. It's Melissa and James taking it through your morning right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.